Hi, this is Coach Chick, and today's episode is about something I call the last frontier in sport. Okay, if you think about it, science today has evolved to the point where we can do a lot to enhance an athlete's physical attributes. In other words, it's easy, with some dedication, to increase his or her speed, agility, strength, explosiveness, stamina, and so much more. Again, it takes some work, but we know how to accomplish those things, and every athlete can achieve top physical form with some dedication. That said, aren't there two sides to an outstanding athlete? I mean, the best physical specimen in the world usually isn't capable of competing at a high level without something else. What I'm getting at is the mental side of competition. To give you a clearer sense of this, though, let me quote something I shared in a recent article for my hockey diary, this by a noted sport psychotherapist. I'll place a link to that article down below. But here's how Dr. Jay Granite described problems he's seen. He talked about working with very talented young golfers who fell apart on the course. And he also described as many baseball players with great swings who couldn't hit in-game conditions. Without question, their problems weren't physical. No. And like a lot of hockey players I've known, they've evidently had all the physical tools on nearly everything we'd expect from an elite performer, except. Okay, I doubt I'm telling the listener anything he or she doesn't really know already. If there's a problem, it might be that you, like a lot of others, tend to leave mental skills on a back burner. Yeah, for whatever reasons, and despite its obvious significance, mental preparation somehow gets ignored by players, parents, and coaches. Now, my hockey followers might find it interesting that a long time ago I started calling the mental side of our game the last frontier in sport. I don't know if that's so much the case anymore, but I might still call it the most ignored. With that, I'm introducing you to a noted mental training specialist over the next few episodes. John Hayne, as you'll discover, has a lot to offer. In his first two recordings, John will offer some awesome advice on improving your mental skills. In a third and final podcast, he'll tell you about his special program and how you might raise your mental skills to equal elite-level athletes. So, please go to the next episode and take advantage of John's advice.